From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
국방부는 오늘 국방부는 This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Emma Kalka. Following the South Korea-U.S. summit, Seoul's top diplomat says the Moon Jae-in administration is ready to take up the mantle as a mediator again and facilitate talks between Washington and Pyongyang. Kim Bum-soo has more on Foreign Minister Jung Il-young's exclusive interview with KBS.
Foreign Minister Jung Il-young says South Korea is now ready to take steps to facilitate dialogue between the U.S. and North Korea. In an interview with KBS on Monday, Jung explained that the South Korea-U.S. summit last week paved the way for Seoul to mediate between the two adversaries.
If there is progress in negotiations between the U.S. and North Korea, or if we are required to fill a role as facilitator to nudge the process along, we will take appropriate action. President Biden personally specified his support for our efforts in inter-Korean dialogue, engagement, and cooperation within our final joint statement during last week's summit. This means that we now have ample room to maneuver regarding our future North Korea policy.
While refusing to elaborate on the incentives that Pyongyang may receive in return for denuclearizing efforts, Jung said that negotiations should resume first for the North to hear about what the U.S. is willing to offer.
I don't think there's going to be a grand bargain. Where this gets
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken told ABC News on Sunday that there is no grand bargain prepared in denuclearizing North Korea.
It's got to be clearly calibrated diplomacy.
With less than a year remaining in his term, South Korean President Moon Jae-in has put his legacy on the line to revive inter-Korean rapprochement and the nuclear talks, which Washington says it will carefully calibrate.
The ball's in their court.
Asked if Seoul is considering sending a special envoy to Pyongyang, Jung said the government is mulling on several available options. Kim Bum-soo, KBS World Radio News.
Beijing has taken issue with Taiwan being discussed for the first time during a South Korea-U.S. summit. In a press briefing on Monday, Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Zhao Lijian relayed his government's concern about the joint statement issued following the summit between President Moon Jae-in and U.S. President Joe Biden last Friday. The statement, which included references to the Taiwan Strait, with both leaders emphasizing the importance of peace and stability in the area. They also expressed respect for international law, including freedom of navigation in the South China Sea and beyond. The Chinese spokesperson said Taiwan is purely China's internal affair, adding that the country won't tolerate infringement on sovereign matters by outside forces. In response, a South Korean presidential official said Seoul is aware of the special relations between China and Taiwan, noting it only wanted to express its stance that stability of the region is also important for South Korea in general terms. Washington will deliver a detailed plan to Seoul next week on how it intends to supply COVID-19 vaccines to 550,000 South Korean troops as pledged during the South Korea-U.S. summit. At a press briefing on Tuesday, Health Minister Kwon Dok-chul said the foreign ministry will relay the information from Washington. Earlier, Pentagon spokesperson John Kirby said while the vaccines will come out of U.S. stockpiles, they have yet to decide on the specifics of when, where, and how to distribute them. Asked by Radio Free Asia whether the vaccine supply was for the Allies' joint military exercise in the summer, the Pentagon said the decision took into account the close working environment between their forces, including within the demilitarized zone. Health Minister Kwang Dok-cho pledged to form an expert group by early next month to conduct working-level discussions with the U.S. on the vaccine partnership that was set up by the two sides' leaders last week. At a press briefing on Tuesday, Kwang said the group will consist of private experts and officials from the Ministries of Health, Science, Industry, Foreign Affairs, and Drug Safety, as well as the Korea Disease Control and Prevention Agency. Under the partnership agreed to by President Moon Jae-in and U.S. President Joe Biden, the two sides signed four agreements, including a vaccine consignment deal between Samsung Biologics and the pharmaceutical company Moderna. Calling the latest partnership a vaccine alliance during a global health crisis, the minister expected South Korea's international status to rise as a leading nation in response to the pandemic. South Korea added 516 new COVID-19 cases Monday, remaining in the 500s for the third day. The Korea Disease Control and Prevention Agency said on Tuesday that the new cases raised the country's cumulative total to 136,983. The daily figure dropped by about 20 from a day earlier, with Mondays and Tuesdays tending to see relatively low figures, partly due to fewer tests over the weekend. The latest government survey shows that the pandemic has had a negative impact on school life for students, though a positive effect on their family life satisfaction. This is according to a joint survey by the Ministry of Gender Equality and Family and Statistics Korea. Park Jung-hong has the details.
The COVID-19 pandemic has had both negative and positive impacts on young people's lives. A report released Tuesday by Statistics Korea and the Ministry of Gender Equality and Family showed that more than 48% of people between the ages of 9 and 24 said their school life last year was negatively affected by the virus. In particular, school life satisfaction among elementary, middle, and high school students dropped to 83%, down 5.3 percentage points from 3 years earlier. Also, an average of 46% said they find schoolwork more stressful, and the figure was notably higher among those aged between 13 and 18. On the flip side, relationships with direct family members saw improvement. 22% of the respondents said their relationships with their family had strengthened compared to 2018, and they feel more content. Experts say the results appear to highlight the impact of last year's stringent social distancing measures and restrictions on social gatherings. Park Jung-hong, KBS World Radio News.
The benchmark Korea Composite Stock Price Index rose 27.02 points, or 0.86% on Tuesday, to close at 3,171.32. The tech-heavy KOSDAQ also rose, gaining 13.70 points, or 1.44%, to close at 962.07. On the foreign exchange, the local currency strengthened 5.1 won against the dollar, ending the session at 1,122 won. And that's the news from KBS World Radio News Center in Seoul. I'm Emma Kalka.